I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Opening day of spring gobbler season is just around the corner. When we come back, we'll talk about the prospects for this year's hunting season.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for 400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for 600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
Spring gobbler season opens statewide in West Virginia April 23rd. Biologist Jim Evans with the Fairmont office of the DNR tells us the forecast for this year's season is expected to be about what it was last year.
Well, our official forecast is that we go by the brood counts, of course, in 2005, and they were down slightly. So we think the turkey kill will be down a little bit this year, but it'll probably depend on the weather. If we have real good weather, it'll probably be about the same as last year.
Over the course of the 1990s, turkey hunters in West Virginia were having a grand time as the turkey numbers were exploding in new areas every year as the DNR's trap and transfer program really began to take root. However, with the turkeys now reestablished all across the state, other factors are at play when it comes to the number of turkeys that will be available to hunters. Jim mentioned the brood count, which is typically just an observation of young turkeys around the state.
It goes on all spring and summer long by our wildlife personnel and our law enforcement people. And when they see a brood of turkeys or grouse, they just record where it was at and how many was in the brood, and then we make a forecast based on those numbers.
And the brood counts that will affect this year's success rate will be the counts for the spring of 2005, which will be telling of how many huntable gobblers there are out there.
It's those two-year-olds and three-year-olds that make up the majority of the harvest. And of course, the two-year-olds are young and respond readily to calling. And the juveniles, a lot of people pass up juveniles, and of course, if there's adults around, they don't respond to the calling as well as the older birds do.
And if you worry year to year about nesting, you need to really hope for good weather in the early part of June and late May.
Usually the factor that affects nesting success is that, you know, the hens will almost always bring off a brood, but the first 2 weeks in June or 3 weeks in June are often critical.
And cold and damp weather is a death knell during those times for the young featherless poults. And cold is a relative term. It may be only slightly cool to you and me, but it might as well be freezing for those young turkeys. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.